Good morning and welcome back to Nachayomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Aleph, the 21st Perek of Sefer Yirmiyahu. This is a most terrifying Perek to read. It actually comes in a much later stage of Yirmiyahu. Remember that the primary kings that Yirmiyahu is prophesying to, or during their reign of, is first Yoshiyahu HaMelech, where there's a lot of spiritual resurgence during the times of Yehoyakim, who was in fact against Yirmiyahu's prophecies, who tried to make pacts and alliances with Egypt and Assyria and persecuted Yirmiyahu, and finally during the time reigns of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, where the impending doom was coming. This is to be found towards the very end in the times of Tzidkiyahu, and Bavel, the Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar, is sending their armies to besiege Yerushalayim. The writing is on the wall. We know the end is coming at this point in time, and Yirmiyahu is still in the city of Yerushalayim. And so it goes as follows. There's a very short and succinct perek. Yirmiyahu is sent a message. Tzidkiyahu sends a delegation to Yirmiyahu in Yerushalayim. Babylon is clearly approaching from the sea right now. They've landed the port of Ashkelon. They're sending their armies in. The clouds of dust from the hooves are almost visible at this point in time. What are we going to do? So they send Pashhur ben Malkiah and Sephaniah ben Maaseiah, Baba Maaseiah, the Kohen, to Yirmiyahu. We know the name Pashhur, of course, from beforehand. This is the person who previously embarrassed Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu called Malgor Misaviv. He changed his name. And these people present the following message. Deroshno ba'adeinu es Hashem. Please seek out from Hashem on our behalf. Kivu Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel nilchamarenu. Because we know that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, is about to fight us. Ulay ase Hashem osanu kechol niflo esav v'yale emealenu. Maybe God will do a miracle that the siege will break and he will leave from us. So please seek out from God what's going on over here. Clearly, it sounds like what they are asking for is what happened a century ago, when Assyria was the great power of the Middle East, and they sent their armies to besiege Jerusalem. What happened then was that they sent a delegation to Yeshayahu, the prophet, and Yeshayahu prayed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, and ultimately Jerusalem was in fact saved, and there was this incredible miracle. They're asking for the same thing, different army, different prophet, but let's talk about what our grandparents remembered happened here a century ago. Yirmiyahu responds, let me send you the message. Yirmiyahu doesn't even turn to Hashem. He knows exactly what to say right now. He says, Hinei meisev es klei hamilchama shivyadchem. I'm going to turn around your weapons on you. The Babylonians, the Chaldeans are coming against you, and I'm going to bring you to the city, and I'm going to kill you all in the city. I, says Hashem, on behalf of Hashem, Yirmiyahu is talking, am going to fight against you, Israel. Bizroya chazaka va'af v'chem v'ketzef gadol. I'm fighting with you with rage, says Hashem. I'm going to kill every human being, every animal in this city is going to be killed with pestilence. Then Tzidkiyahu and all the people of all his servants, and anybody whose remains from the sword, from the pestilence, from the starvation, will be taken in captivity. There will be no mercy. There will be no recall. This is what's happening now. Then he turns to the people and he says, I want to tell you this. Tell the people of Yerushalayim, I am going to give you life and death. Here is death. You stay and you fight, you die. You go out now and you surrender to the Chaldeans and the Babylonians, you live. That's what Yirmiyahu says. He says, because anybody who stays in here will be burnt. Because he says, Yirmiyahu, Usrafa ba'esh, the city is burning. The city will not survive. Unbelievable. Then he turns to Beis Melech Yehuda, and he gives one last prophecy, and he says, you know, now I'm going to bring the judgment for their action, for your actions. Those who oppressed the poor, who withheld wages, you know what? Now's the time it's going to be paid. Because your actions are going to cause burning which will not be extinguished. You live in the valley and you think you're so impervious, you think you're so safe. Who's going to camp against us? I am sending you against you according to your actions. And the fire will burn in the forest. And all the surroundings will be burnt. This is shocking on so many levels, just to appreciate this perek. First of all, Yirmiyahu is not even turning to Hashem to pray. Why not? So if you remember, back in Perek Yudalad, which is also in this particular this stage of history, Yirmiyahu was told by Hashem, it's not going to help. It's too late. This is no longer in your control. I'm not listening to your tefillos. I'm not listening to the tefillos of the people. Don't daven. Yirmiyahu cannot turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, he tells them what he's told them the whole time, but just here in more graphic terms. He has told them all the way through, don't make alliances, don't trust in people, don't trust in armies, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put your head low, don't fight, because you don't have the merit to fight. They ignored him, they made treaties, they made coalitions, they stopped paying taxes to Babylon, and now Babylon's here. Yirmiyahu stays with the same line. Don't fight, surrender, and you will be saved. Did people listen to him? So interestingly enough, you go into Malachim Bey's Perek Chofei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk tells us, when Yirmiyahu is writing Sefer Melachim, Ves Yeser Aman Yesharim Ba'ir, Ves Anafilim Asher Noflu Al Melech Bavel, Ves Yeser Aman Hoglo Nevuzadron Rabatabachim. Those who gave themselves over to Nevuzadron, those who remained in the city, were actually taken by Nevuzadron, who is the general over here, to Babylon. And to give a sense of the numbers, interestingly enough, in the very, very way end of Yirmiyahu, Perek Nunbeis, the last Perek, he describes that Bishnas Shmona Esrael Nevuchadnezzar Melech Yerushalayim, Nefesh Shmona Meos Ushloshim Bushnaim, there was an exile of 832 souls. That's a very small number considering the general population of Yerushalayim, and this is also in the 18th year of Nevuchadnezzar. The destruction and capture of Yerushalayim happened in the 19th year, which therefore leads us to think that perhaps there was a defection which took place at the beginning of the siege or towards the middle of the siege to Nebuchadnezzar, and those people were in fact exiled, but they lived. They weren't slaughtered along the way. Listen to Yirmiyahu. You have to appreciate this. The administration, Tzedekiah's approach to this is, let's fight. They're preparing their soldiers, they're preparing their military. Let's fight on behalf of Hashem to defend Hashem's city. They're all doing this altruistically. But in the end of the day, Yirmiyahu is saying, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And they probably look at Yirmiyahu and they probably think of him as a defector. They probably think he has a politically unstable person. He has a person not like Yeshayahu, not made of the same metal, not willing to stand up for the people. But Yirmiyahu can't. He knows he's been told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the gates are closed. What a terrible and terrifying situation to place to be in. And finally, at the end of the Perek, when he talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about the sins being being rained back upon them, it does sound, and just from the way it is talked about over here, it does sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also giving them another way out. Maybe not everybody has to die, because if you're willing to desist from your sins, maybe the fire won't burn you as well. So it may be that in this parak, Yirmiyahu is giving two options. One is if you defect from Tzidkiyahu and you give yourself over to the Chaldeans, you will survive. And maybe if you recognize the sins you'll be doing, maybe as well, the fire won't be as so eternal. This is a very hard damn place to read, but unfortunately it's all been leading here. Nobody's been listening up till this point. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.